What's poppin', people? It's Dante getting my morning started here in the Centennial Arboretum.
Welcome to the vlog. So today's thought is funny. I'm walking in pain right now from my lower back. And the thought is, don't forget your shield when you go into battle, right? This is critical. So I've been training in this boxing gym for the past couple of months, doing intense heavy bag training, agility, mobility, yoga, ashtanga training, and really hitting all these different muscles and core muscles and doing all sorts of novel movements that are new to me, like these crazy jumping lunges. I'm slamming wet medicine balls against the ground, against the wall. I'm doing ninja tuck jumps and sprinting. I'm biking, I'm rowing, I'm moving my feet with agility and speed and unlocking my hips and doing these different moves and punching the bag and getting back up and exerting my will to power in this boxing gym. And it's freaking fun, man. It's intense, it's fun. And I've implemented a new recovery method where every single night I take a hot bath with Epsom salt. And I realized this after the first week of me going to this gym because it was such a shock to my system. You know, specifically the nervous system after doing all these movements gets shocked and you become fatigued very naturally after exerting yourself for 45 minutes straight with no break. And so essentially I got into this regimen of taking a hot bath with Epsom salt every single time I would come home from training after eating my meal. And yesterday, after a few months of going nonstop, never missing a day, like literally I've been going every single day, no breaks, which is crazy. Yesterday, after all these months of doing it, I finally cracked and I have this insane pain that started in the middle of the night as I woke up randomly with this excruciating lower back pain. I went to move to the left and I was like, wincing. And the moral of the story is, I didn't bring my shield to battle. I didn't get in that hot bath with the Epsom salt. And so if you're doing intense training, I think it's important and wise to consider this notion of recovery, making sure you do the proper stretches if you need to, getting into a hot bath with Epsom salt, really getting yourself ready for bed so that you can ease into it and allow your muscles to recover. And so I neglected taking my hot bath for the first time and instantly feel the pain and regret of doing so because the workout was great. I felt good. You know, one of the things that my instructor was telling me was to focus on the muscles in my pelvic floor. And these are these internal locking muscles inside of our abdomen area, kind of like in your, like, you know, genital region or whatever that you don't really like think about. And it's like I'm at this like level in my training of like mastery now where I need to like really hone in on these like very micro managing details of my inner locking muscles and breath work and like recovery, right? And so one thing I've been doing is I've been having a glass of raw milk mixed with raw honey. And so my body naturally, after the first week of me training in this boxing gym, was craving something to like hydrate me and just like give me something more than my typical 100% carnivore diet that I've been doing for the past 2.5 years, which I think is absolutely phenomenal and life-changing. And so I'll feast on meat and then have a glass of a 16-ounce glass of raw milk straight from the Amish farmers, A2 grass-fed cows, whatever, the best quality you can get here locally. There's a grocery store called Mom's Organic, highly recommend. You can find all of the best products there, it seems. And I've also been eating raw cheese as well. So I'm kind of breaking the 100% carnivore diet and implementing other animal-based foods like raw milk and raw honey as a natural Gatorade, giving me electrolytes, giving me these different nutrients and things for my body to recover. And I actually find that it is enhancing my recovery and it's enhancing my sleep and my recovery generally, seriously. And so I've been doing that and that seems to be working, right? But the nervous system needs a reset. Your body needs a reset. I think it's possible to go full force every single day. I've been doing it, right? I think it's possible to train with intensity and to train with repetition every day, but alas, your body needs to recover in between, and that's through sleep. And in order for me to enter this deep sleep, your nervous system needs to reset firstly. And so hot bath, hot shower, Epsom salt, raw milk, raw honey, satiating meat, and then deep sleep is the key to recovery. That's our shield. Think of Achilles storming the castle walls of Troy. Do you think he's gonna storm the walls of Troy with this big fortress without his shield? You know, you gotta bring your shield to battle. And recovery, that's the shield, right? The shield is the metaphor for recovery. We can go out there and attack with our longsword over and over again with our spear, but we need to make sure we also bring our shield to battle. And so for the next couple days, admittedly, I'm gonna give myself the break I definitely need and deserve. I finally think that it's time for me to like work on my breath work, work on those interlocking muscles on the pelvic floor, and really focus deeply on these abdominal muscles and these very small micro muscles and things that are like interlocking within like the down there region. Because I've got the power, I've got the longevity, I can keep going back with repetition, but yeah, if I don't do the right recovery, you know, that's not gonna be good. So I'm gonna lay by the pool, take some hot baths and keep it cool for the next couple days, and then I'm gonna wind up actually going out to Lancaster. And this is a life hack, life lesson that I'm sharing with you just to end this video off. And I'm going to a farm, and I go directly to the farm. I've been doing this for almost, I guess, how many times have I done it so far? Like three times, half a year. And I've been buying hundreds of pounds of beef in bulk from a farmer. And so I go to Lancaster directly to the Amish, getting the best quality grass-fed meat I can find. I genuinely believe that the quality of the meat is so important that you eat, even the quality of eggs. And so there's these like pasture-raised, organic, cage-free eggs that are way more expensive. They're like $10, $11 or something, but you can totally tell the quality of the egg. It's 1,000 times better. And then when it comes to cooking, I stopped using olive oil. I only use beef tallow, ghee, and then butter. That's it. No more oils, right? Just natural, animal-based everything. Tallow, butter, ghee, raw milk, raw honey, red meat, beef liver, once a week at least, and then pasture, raised, cage-free, whatever, the best quality eggs you can find. Whatever the most expensive eggs in the grocery store, just buy those straight up. And then, this is just me making a vlog, a little reminder for myself, a little slap to the face. You know, Athena slapping me in the face right now, reminding me that you need recovery, that you need to bring your sword before you go out there, or you need to Athena reminding me to bring my shield before I go out there onto the battlefield. So yeah, recovery, hot baths, and then in the morning, again, hot bath, cold shower. And it should be a cycle like that. Every single night, no matter what, you get your ass in that hot bath, Epsom salt. In the morning, you wake up, hot bath, Epsom salt, cold shower, start your day, right? And then that's how you attack with repetition. But yeah, pain, you learn through pain, right? And, you know, I'm an idiot for not, I mean, I don't know what happened last night. I just fell asleep. And I forgot about it. And so, yeah, you got to get slapped in the face, knocked back down so you can get back up kind of thing, right? Little life lesson here in the morning. Learn from my mistakes. And maybe we can all thrive with vitality. I think this day will be all right, though. I'm going to take it easy. Recovery time. Don't forget your shield before you go out there onto the battlefield. Ha ha ha.